USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with top Mexican officials who are seeking to persuade the Trump administration to abandon plans to impose sweeping tariffs that leaders on both sides of the border warn could damage the continent's economy. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on imposing tariffs.
I think a 5% tariff will have a negligible impact. If we go to a 25% tariff, that's a whole different story.
On the final day of the president's state visit to the U.K., him and First Lady Melania Trump paid tribute to the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landing. President Trump reading from FDR's Mighty Endeavor prayer.
The enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
A monthly snapshot of private sector job creation is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The ADP private payrolls jobs report indicating private sector job creation has seen a big slowdown in recent weeks. The report says only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created in May, the lowest in this report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010. The government's jobs report's out Friday, covering non-farm payrolls across the private and public sectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is promising federal assistance to Oklahoma communities affected by storm and flood damage. Pence and his wife visited Tulsa on Tuesday to view storm damage and meet with flooding victims. The vice president also visited a community food bank in eastern Oklahoma. Pence's visit came after President Trump declared a major disaster in Tulsa this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad, and folks even stateside for that matter, viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for everyone involved.
I think actually overall the state visit was a great success. I think this has been one of the best overseas trips for President Trump, if not the best, actually. And I think the meetings with the Queen, the royal family were absolutely tremendous. I think you have a U.S. president who is very pro-British. He is someone who has a deep affection for the British monarchy, for the royal family, for the British people. And that was demonstrated tremendously this week. There were some protests on the streets of London, quite small, a few thousand protesters, actually. But I think the president was unfazed by those protests. And this was also, I think, in terms of policy, a very, very important visit as well, where President Trump advanced a clear agenda for moving forward on U.S.-UK relations, especially with regard to a trade deal. And I think that overall, President Trump projected strong U.S. leadership. He emphasized the tremendous strength of the special relationship. I think it was a very, very good visit overall.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.